as I mentioned, Makio, we have this other group that is totally in tune with what you've been talking about, and that really the best option that we have and opportunity is to do well enough with the internal work so that it actually starts affecting some of the outside world in visible ways, and then just keep increasing and increasing it. So I'm thinking, you know, what would, if we have really a great guest on like you, for example, and like to have some words behind the scenes in an environment where you can say whatever you want. And I think what people need more than anything else right now is honest, accurate reasons for feeling hopeful. You know, not the kind of hope where you just, it's like self-mind control where you just don't like to feel bad, but based on real possibilities of turning things around. And I know we're talking about in the main show, which will be a week ago by the time we're hearing this in the club. We're talking about the incredible coordination of the power structure and how it's all coming from a very tiny control point at the top, which I think at the top is not human. I agree with David Icke on that. And yet, no matter how amazing that control system is, we have potentially more power. There has to be an internal change. And what are you working on or finding out about the quality of that change and what it really is?
Well, I see hopeful signs when I look at people's rising awareness against the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So I see, even in the midst of the current operation, the Operation Coronavirus, as I like to call it, I see that there are people that are stepping into their power, they're taking back control, and they're refusing to just go along with what they're being told. Suddenly they're waking up and they're saying, well, hang on a minute, if I inject this thing into my veins, this could change my DNA. This could like make me seriously sick. This could affect my fertility. This could,
right.
You know, and so, you know, I think there is an awakening underway. I think there are reasons to be hopeful, but there's still just a lot of work to be done. I see both sides of it. You know, you could, I've completely see the point of view as well, where people just say, look how successful this Operation Coronavirus has been. Look how compliant people have been. Look how subservient they've been, and look how easily they just rolled over. And that's true as well. You know, they're both true. It's just, we're just going to have to focus on the positive side and trying to encourage and like reach as many people as we can and encourage people to question things and wake up.
Yeah. Do you agree with me that it's, if you really want to do that, it's critical to take care of yourself and not let that slide and say, well, I don't have time. I'm being a servant of humanity. I can't take care of myself just right now. I'll do it when things get easier.
Yeah, I agree. It's important to have time for self-care. And you know, some, if you're in the line of activism, it's sometimes easy to get so caught up in the movement or whatever that you don't take the time for self-care, and then you're so obsessed with like fighting external enemies that you're not taking care of your own consciousness level or your own kind of mood and state. And you know, we touched on this a bit in the main interview that sometimes people start off with a good aim to oppose something or resist something, but then they end up becoming what they resist. They just get in that fighting energy of fighting it, and
you're meditating, they end up shouting. You're meditating, you know, on the negative enemy so strongly that you start becoming that yourself.
Yeah, and it's easy. It's easy to fall into that. So self-care is really important to recharge your batteries and to take a step back sometimes and remember to approach it from like a higher place.
Right. It's like what you're doing is not to destroy what you hate. It's to serve what you love, right?
Yes.
All different levels.
Yes, and I've heard a lot of great spiritual teachers that who were alive, you know, a few decades ago, and they were looking back on what was happening in the 60s and 70s, and they said, you know, all these protests against the Vietnam War are okay, but I'm not really called to come because they're all anti-war protests. But, you know, let me know the moment that there's a pro-peace protest and I'll be at that one.
Yeah, exactly. And there, and so there, there's some kind of a fusing that has to happen, right? Because there are also pro-peace groups that are so focused on peace, they don't want to even know what's going on around them.
Right.
And they feel like it would be unspiritual to know because they're focused. And I've heard many of them say, if you have an awareness of the bad things going on, you're giving it more power. It's a really subtle point.
Yeah, see, that's another trap. I mean, yeah, there's a trap on one end of becoming what you fight and becoming what you resist. Then there's a trap on the other end of just finding an excuse not to be aware and not almost being afraid. It's some kind of hiding. It's not facing and confronting the ugliness head on. It's kind of shying away from it. And so that's
well,
that's
I think people are assuming that if they're aware of all this horrible stuff going on, they have to feel terrible and they don't want to.
Right. Yeah. And I understand that. But I don't think you have to feel that. I think it's natural to feel that initially when you're first discovering things, to feel a lot of uncomfortability, overwhelm, hate, anger, sadness, because there are truly shocking and sad things going on. And to not feel those things initially would be showing that you're numb, you know, that you're kind of cut off from your feelings. So I think it's natural to feel those, but I think an integration, you know, I can speak from personal experience, an integration happened within me where I felt those things and then I passed through them and then I accepted, okay, this is what is happening, but now let me focus on what I can do to educate others and to help change it rather than just being stuck in the overwhelm of it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And you have to make a priority of staying in touch with what you would love to have expand into everything. Otherwise, you know, you're not putting that into whatever you do.
Right. Right.
Okay. Yeah. A lot to absorb there. And I think we're talking about it all boiling down to one thing, you know, the internal work now because of what's going on around us and because it must be the right time for it. Now we have to take it, speaking of movies, like we did in the main show, like you remember in Avatar, I'm assuming you probably saw that.
Yes, I've seen that.
And Jake was going back to try to save the situation with the Na'vi. And he, what was that animal that he rode on that could fly? I forget what it was called.
Oh, I don't remember the name of it, but yeah, that was incredible. The one
anyway,
that he bonded with. Yeah.
Yeah. He called that flying, you know, dragon type animal back. And he said, we've got some work to do now and you're not necessarily going to like it very much, but sometimes, you know, when things are at a certain point, you have to take it to a whole new level. And I think that we're kind of at one of those points now. It's nice to talk about these things. We've got to get focused enough on doing them that it starts changing everything around us and then just keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. And remember that, you know, this whole new world order system of control, it's a very unnatural state. You know, our
right.
natural state is heart-centered. It's love. It's freedom. It's inherent human rights that are respected, are obvious to people and respected. And it's abundance so that everyone has enough. So there's not need to steal or to fight over things. There's peace.
That's right.
This is a natural state, how we're meant to live. And so what we're really trying to do here is just reinstate that, just bring that natural state to life instead of this twisted, distorted world.
Yeah. And actually, we've got help in that because of where nature came from, it's always pulling back toward its natural state.
Yeah.
And if we just help allow that, then that has to happen.
Yeah.
Neat. Hold on and we'll say goodbye again in the break.
Sure.